I've heard that based on the pleasure of jhana, it is possible to overcome sexual desires more skillfully. But to have samma samadhi, one needs pamoja. My heart has to battle sexual desire almost every day, and it is no less than painful to keep fighting the same battles. So in a way, I have been doing all my recent walking meditations with a little sadness over not having yet overcome sexual desire and not being able to enter jhana as easily and happily as Ajahn Kurundamo describes.
What do I? That might need a little explanation.
Well, I think one of the things that, you know, one of the problems is kind of setting. I mean, to me, it sounds like one is setting oneself up for dukkha, in the sense that I got to get rid of sexual desire. And in order to make my mind peaceful and to be happy and to experience delight, and you know, it's really a false dichotomy that creates so much tension and complication. So that that's where the so just restraint of the precepts is, okay, and having a trust in oneself, one's not acting on sexual impulses in an unskillful way. And then cultivating the reflections and investigations it's important to turn the mind to things that uplift and encourage the mind. If there's, you know, it's like as soon as one is in terms of mentally or. You know, it's like when the I will not think thoughts of pink elephants. You know, and what's the first thing that comes to mind? One does the same thing. If you know, one sets it up as a sort of one can rationalize it in terms of. Oh, I'm a spiritual practitioner, therefore I shouldn't have sexual desire. And then you end up putting all this energy into trying to annihilate it. And this is vipava tanha, that desire for not being, not becoming, not having, not experiencing. And it's a source of dukkha. It's just part of the those, all of the, you have to pay attention to the balance of what are the causes of dukkha. Desire for sensuality is a cause of dukkha. And it's when it's followed and grasped after, it creates, but all the other aspects of dukkha, are the that desire for being, becoming, existence, and even if the desire for being is I want to be a calm, peaceful, enlightened Buddhist meditator, that's dukkha. and I don't want to be a sexually aroused being. Well, that's dukkha. Yeah. There's the eye sees form. And it's we have our senses. We have the habitual reactions, learning to understand how they work, learning to understand what their benefit is, what their drawback is, what the way out is. Looking at it from a broad perspective. And it's much more easeful and much more effective. There's more in there than I thought. Somebody has been proliferating. Imagine that, how that would happen on a retreat. Okay, there's a